neck, clap on the maniac, crack up on the what the fight gives. I'm not giving up about nobody, but maybe somebody. It's what I drop a body, the body that drop in your valley. Ain't no one that can stop me, I'm not happy. So, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I swat lies and I ignore your cries, tell no lies. Is it true when I said that I plus the pride? No, I never lied, unidentified body to the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about to open the walls in the rubber room.
Yo, what is up? This is Radio Rubber Room, live every Thursday night on WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM. And you can listen in the future as well. You can time travel, listen as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com, or subscribe on iTunes. We've got a collegiate affair with us tonight. What's going on, guys?
Yo, what's up?
Introduce yourselves. Who are you people?
Hi, I'm TJ. I'm the guitarist for A Collegiate Affair.
I'm Tim, and I'm the other guitarist.
I'm Mikey, and I'm the singer and bassist for the band.
Hi, and I'm Kevin, and I'm the drummer.
Don't be so shy. The other guitarist? Are you guys equal guitarists?
Equal.
Equal?
No lead. There's no lead.
He says equal.
Equal.
I'll give him props.
Okay. What's up, Dan?
What up, Derek? How you doing,
you
man?
You feeling all right?
I got a bit of a cold. I'm feeling under the weather.
Wah.
I think I contracted a virus.
Wah.
Of sorts.
We're missing somebody. We're missing somebody.
Sean. Sean's gone.
Sean was here.
He was.
He's not feeling so hot.
Yeah. Sean's got a boo-boo.
No, Sean's a little under the weather. He will not be with us tonight, but we are... We do want to help out because Sean's our boy, and so I want to do like a soup drive or something for him.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
All right, you can just mail go to the grocery store, get some cans of soup.
He likes chunky chunky soup.
He actually
anything with chunks in it that's liquidy.
Anything, yeah, basically.
Curdled milk.
Does dog food count?
Dog food, absolutely.
If it's runny.
He loves, well, not the dry kind. Okay. He hates the dry dog. He'll eat it. He'll eat it.
He will.
But you can send soup, dog food, whatever you want. I'd say orange juice, but you know, he's not going to drink any orange juice. Yeah,
absolutely not.
You can send it to WHAN 1430. Look up the address.
Cool. Well, we got a great show, A Collegiate Affair. Where does that name come from? I mean, because you guys don't look old enough to be in college. I just want to say
we actually are all in college. We're worried you'd ask that question because we don't really have an answer. We just kind of came up with it on the internet.
Yeah, we just were searching for a new band. It was kind of, we named the original one after three of us, our initials. It was TMT for Tim, Mikey, and TJ, but then we got Kevin. And we had to change the name, so, you know, we just had to see what we could find out, and we came up with A Collegiate Affair. So,
you just didn't feel like you should add a K.
We did that before.
Yeah, we did that, and wasn't great response to that. So
would that be TTMK?
It was TMT-K. That's what the name was.
Gave him a dash.
Yeah, a dash. He was very separated. Yeah. Left out.
So when you guys say you're in college, you mean you all take AP classes, right, at the same high school?
No, actual college. Actual college.
Yeah.
Do you guys all go to the same college or what?
Unfortunately not.
Uh-huh. That's a bit why it's a collegiate affair, because we're all spread out.
I mean, we started reasoning why we named ourselves after we actually named ourselves. But I go to Old Dominion. Tim and Mikey both room together at Virginia Tech, and then
don't tell us. Let's get to that in the next interview.
Yeah. Okay,
we'll find out where Kevin goes to college. Ooh. In the next.
Sounds good.
It's entertainment, guys. You got to leave him hanging.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. And you guys are all from the Richmond area, though, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Yep.
And after you, I assume you're all like first or second year students.
Yeah,
all freshmen. Freshmen.
When you guys get done with college, I mean, are you gonna keep up the band? Are you gonna stick around, or are you all taking off and going to other places?
It depends on where the band's
determined.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is that why you guys are? I'm sure your parents are really stoked that they're listening to this right now and going, I'm sending him to college so he can get out and do the exact same thing he did when he was in high school.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, hopefully. It depends on how everything goes. Yeah. But as we progress, we're hoping to hopefully take on after college and see what we can do.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to play a song. You guys do the punk rock thing, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And are you guys familiar with any of the local punk bands?
We're working on it.
Yeah, working on it.
Avail.
No, Municipal Waste.
None of them. No. Uh-uh. None of the metal bands.
Yes. Kind of.
We know the Bring the Arsenal, Blood of the Martyrs,
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. Lamb of God. I mean, if you don't know them, but
yeah, we don't.
Well, if you hang out in Carytown, you can actually see some of the members walking around behind strollers. So
awesome!
Cool things about being a Richmonder.
Yeah, we're gonna get them on the show now.
Yeah, right.
All right, you playing a song, Dan?
Yep.
This is, these guys are actually gonna be on the next Richmond Music Review with the Tobacco Company coming up on the 18th. This is Splendid Sons with Dogwood Week.
There's a dogwood blooming in the city tonight, illuminated by all the streetlight. I fell underneath like an old dead leaf. My bones were cold and my muscles were
small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit, bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like, take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
To the max.
Street. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme!
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme!
Yeah!
Extreme!
Yeah! Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground, or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme!
Yeah!
We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah!
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly in your chest.
Extreme!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes, yes, yes.
Simon, Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Burn right into the sea. No one's gonna save you, no matter how loud you cry. You think you're a queen, get caught up in the sea. Now you're falling and falling, and I'm not gonna save you. You know that I fight for all you do is fight. Can't help anymore, I've got to run. Fall out, pick you up. We both know that won't be enough. Get me out of this mess that you're upset about. Good but hard to forget. Sometimes I just want to reset, and I'll find a place for us somewhere far away. It was never ours, cause you're my mission to Mars. Let's not think of what could have been, focus on what never was. Love, you know that I'm right, but all we do is fight. Can't stop anymore, got to move on. Fall out, pick you up. We both know that won't be enough. Get you out of this mess that you're upset about. We'll be right back.
was a collegiate affair live here on Radio Rubber Room. What was that song called, guys?
Mission to Mars.
Mission to Mars?
Yes.
Have you ever been to Mars?
No. Not yet.
Never hurts to ask. Do you have plans to go to Mars?
Possibly. I think Kevin does.
We're not Tom DeLong.
Kevin, you have plans to go to Mars?
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally.
Now, Kevin, all right, so we didn't want to give it the whole... I mean, nobody wants to buy the cow if they can get the milk for free, so didn't want to give it away everywhere. Where do you go to school?
I go to Radford University.
Radford University?
Yes.
It's like a party school, right?
That's the reputation. I mean, I work as hard as I party. That's what I like to think.
Uh-huh. That's good. So which school is the best out of all three? What we got? Old Dominion, Radford, and Tech?
Yeah. I guess even I'll admit I go to ODU. Most of us are going for engineering, I think, or at least three of us are. One's a little artsy-fartsy dude, but three of us are going for engineering, so I guess Tech. Mm-hmm. I just didn't get in.
Oh, you just didn't get in?
Yeah.
Did they rub that in your face?
Not too bad. Not like my other friends, but...
So who's the artsy-fartsy guy, then?
Oh, that's me. I'm studying theater to be an actor.
Oh, nice.
That's what
an
I do.
An actor? I thought it was theater.
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 So in about 10 years, guys, I'm going to let you guys know, the guys that go to the Tech, he's going to be the one that's asking you guys for money in like 10 years.
Right.
That's true, yes. Yeah.
He's going to be like, hey, guys, can I crash on your couch?
Yep.
I know that because that's me.
Oh, okay.
It's okay, he does that already.
Yeah. By the way, can I crash on your guys' couch if I come up to Radford or Tech or something like that?
Yeah, that's cool.
If I'm in the area.
We don't have a couch, yeah. So you can... You can grab some floor, though.
Oh, cool.
Sleep.
Can I bunk with one of you guys, huh? You know?
Of course. Why not?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Together, it's all right.
We make room.
No, me and Dan are doing this weekend.
So engineering, anybody electrical engineering? Or is it, I mean, are you guys all like...
aerospace eventually for
oh,
me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mechanical.
Chemical as well.
So you might go to Mars. That's
yeah, eventually. Let's hope.
Or at least like be involved in...
Someone
else going to Mars, yeah.
Something like that.
Now, you guys got a bunch of shows coming up in Richmond, right?
Yes.
As of right now.
Just yes? You want to tell them where? Yes.
One that we set up. We called it the Richmond Rock Renaissance. It's at a Corinth United Methodist Church. It's off Williamsburg Road in Sandston, over there by the airport.
Better description, yeah, mm-hmm. By the airport, about a mile away.
It's a pretty bold title, man. The Rock Renaissance, huh?
Let's hope it holds up to that standard.
Who else are you guys doing that with?
Let's see. Of Oceans, Hold Today.
A Sky Brushed Orange.
Yeah. And Inquiry.
Yeah.
I feel like all the members of all those bands you mentioned, if you put all of your ages together, you wouldn't be 100 years old.
He's not very good at math.
Maybe over 100, but no, I think we're not 200, not and not 150.
Maybe 200 though, because Of Oceans has I think 5 people.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there's some bigger bands. So
okay,
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah. But 200
years. That's still pretty young.
I don't think anyone's 21 though.
No,
or 20.
We might
or 9.
No, might be the oldest.
Yeah.
Now you guys say out by the airport, right? I mean, is it? Just like an impromptu, like you guys are going to do the show wherever you all meet up, or is there a specific location? Is it like a flash punk rock show?
We're going to play on the tarmac. Just going to plug in and...
That might make for like a good YouTube video, man. You guys just like jumping out from like alleys and like...
Yeah,
of course. Of course.
I think a lot of bands have done that for music videos. Oh,
no, but I mean, not like paying actors, just like scare the hell out of people.
Oh, yeah.
Jump out and like start your floor tom in.
We did that when we were taking breaks from band practice.
Yeah. So being you guys all go to different schools, how often do you guys get the practice, you know, together?
Sore subject.
On breaks.
Yeah. So last time we practiced, besides the like 5 days straight we've been practicing, is Christmas break, I think.
Yeah,
yeah. Christmas break. December.
Have you guys tried any like Skype practicing or anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, some.
Really? Skype, some.
The lag kind of. Yeah, the lag doesn't help, but
it helps a little bit with Tech and Radford. They're about 15, 20 minutes apart, so we can go drive and meet Kevin.
Yeah. I'm the loner of the group.
He's the one who's fired.
You guys
get up a lot more
dude.
Often, I guess, than in like.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
They won't admit it, but you know Radford's just the better school to come to when you want to hang out.
So it is the party school, huh? It is the party school.
So, do you guys play gigs it in those areas like Blacksburg and?
We tried that and it didn't go so well. I wasn't able to go to one that was in Christiansburg up near Blacksburg, and apparently that show wasn't that great anyways.
Because
you weren't there, dude.
Yeah, of course. That's Catalyst. I'd have to be there. But
well, how'd you know it didn't go well? They told you, or
they told.
We got on the phone immediately afterwards. It was like,
we need you.
We need you, but we just made $6.
That's two apiece.
Yeah. Other than that, though, we had one at Local Palooza. That's down in Virginia Beach. I think it's an annual thing, kind of near Christmassy time, the holidays. And that was Virginia Beach, but we had all come back to Richmond, and then we went back for that. So that doesn't really count, I guess, but kind of.
Do you guys have like a Christmas-themed set that you play during the holidays, huh?
No.
We're not.
We should work on that.
Should do a Christmas album, right? Right around the corner.
Of course.
People just don't release Christmas albums like they used to, man. It used to be the thing in the 50s.
I mean, you know, people give their albums away for free, like, all the time. Why not sell the record and give away the Christmas album for free? Right?
Sounds like a good
You're
idea.
You're genius, Dan.
I mean, maybe you attract the wrong audience.
I don't tell you that enough.
Brilliant.
But, I mean, it's definitely something to use to your advantage, I guess, to get like gigs around at the different colleges and spread your name out a lot more, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What about like frat parties and stuff like that?
We haven't tried any of those yet, but we're kind of thinking about them. We're not. Not really sure about it.
Yeah. Dude,
house parties are the way to go at your age, man.
I mean, most of the time...
They're going to make you better as artists.
Yeah. But seriously.
They're going to make you better as artists. They're going to make you feel cooler. And if you go to house parties, all these young kids, they're having a good time doing God knows what. And they're out of control.
Ladies, you know.
Oh, yeah, and those girls don't know what to do with themselves. They see a guy with a guitar in their hand. Or a set of drumsticks, dude.
Yeah. You're included, Kevin. Yeah. But, yeah. There's this weird rule at Old Dominion. I don't know if anyone knows. They don't have fraternity houses. Uh-huh. They don't allow them or sorority houses.
Well, yeah, doesn't that necessarily have to be a fraternity, I guess, either? Just houses?
Yeah, just a house in general. Yeah. I have to work on that.
Just like roll up to some random houses, just knock on the door and be like, hey, we're doing shit here.
Yeah. Just open up.
I actually think at Radford, you're not allowed to have the Greek letters on the houses. I mean, you can have, we have the fraternities and sororities, but you're not allowed to say, like, this is where we are.
It's kind of the similar.
Rewind it. Ferorities sounds cool.
Ferorities, yes.
Ferorities. A mix.
What's Roger doing?
Oh, I don't know.
I think Roger's
I just had to add something to that.
Okay.
I'm from the University of Miami.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
And in the University of Miami, they don't allow sorority houses. There's fraternity houses, but they don't allow sorority houses. Ooh. Because one of those stupid old antiquated laws,
brothels,
state that if you have more than five women living in a house together, it's automatically legally a brothel.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's
you. Yes. That's the same. The city of Norfolk has that law, and that's why you can't have a fraternity house in. Or they actually moved it just recently to fraternities too. But sorority houses have been always, since the school has been opened, not able to happen.
So if you can't have the house, then you can't have the fraternity or the sorority, right? Do they have like underground secret societies?
No, the schools actually encourage the fraternities and sororities. It's just something about it's like you said, it's a really random, weird old law that says that these people just can't live in it by the county's law, not by like the school's rules, and they kind of have to just go with it. So,
hey Roger, were you in a fraternity? Or would it be a sorority? I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can punch him, Roger. A music fraternity.
Oh, really? A music?
Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia. Geeks, oh. Geek heaven, man.
By the way, Roger, let's introduce Roger. Roger from you're going to stay in Sean's chair tonight? You're going to hang out with us?
A little bit.
All right, cool.
I want to call him Sean. Can I call you Sean, Roger?
Call me Sean.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Sean.
Much better looking than Sean.
Much better looking
I'll say random, really funny things and really confuse you.
And Roger does Drive Through with Raj on this station every afternoon, what, 4 to 7?
Monday through Friday,
Monday
4 to 7.
Monday through
Friday. He also hangs out during our show because...
I'm the babysitter.
He is. He is the babysitter. So keeps us young kids in line.
Young whippersnappers.
Younger kids too. Yeah. All right. Cool. Well. Where can people find out more about A Collegiate Affair?
You take that one, Mikey.
Well, we've got a Facebook page. From there, branches out everywhere. We've got a Reverb Nation profile. But basically, the majority of our stuff's going to be on our Facebook page. All of our updates, that kind of thing.
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to take a break and play a song.
This is Get Off by the Black Girls.
Black Girls. It's not.
I know. I do that every time.
What's going on, man? These woods are anti-grooving my vibe.
Hey, Derek, hang this Grateful Dead tapestry over that branch.
Man, that's much cooler looking than these trees. I like trees, but this is psychedelic.
Yeah, man, it is cool. It came in this hippie survival pack I got. It's new from Spoof Co.
Whoa! Sean, where'd you come from? Hey, is that pouch tie-dye? That's totally awesome, bro.
Yeah, Derek. I was just saying, this bag contains all the things a hippie needs to survive. Check it out.
Cool. It's got beads, man.
Indeed, buddy. Beads and more. Each pack comes with things hippies need, like Jerry Garcia tapes and chip dust.
Dude, did you check out those beads?
Each hippie survival pack comes with headbands and rubber bands, paper clips, and a pine cone.
Look, more beads, man.
Yes, Derek, I understand you have an unnatural attraction to the beads.
Beads are cool, bro.
The pack also comes with rain collecting tarp and salvaged heels from all kinds of bread loaves.
Did you say you had bread heels?
Yeah, Derek. All the kinds. It also comes with a half-empty patchouli bottle. Derek, put this on. I can't tell if that's you or a sock full of burning hair on an old guy.
Okay.
That's better. Now you just smell like you've been hanging out with 400 people who haven't showered in a while.
All right.
Here, Derek, take this hippie survival pack. I think you need it more than me.
Hey, man, what's this? There's beads in it.
Hippie survival pack, new from Spoof Co.
This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Somebody get the door!
Ugh, menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more, depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoof Co.
Whoa.
Stairs! The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV Helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV Helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface, and bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor postules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like.
Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes. Work all week just to get by. Dream of the days adjusting the fly. Small college town is where you should be. If you've never been there, take it from me. Easy to find if you know where to go. Pack up the things, we're headed out to the show. Make some new friends and an enemy too. Park on Fairfax if you don't have a clue. Drive 20 miles to walk all night. Come to hang out to break up a fight. Kinda out of place, but that's alright. Yeah, we drove 20 miles to stay up all night. Time to leave, but we can't say goodbye. Battered in feet with bloodshot eyes. Stop to refuel, we'll just leave you at that. Get home at 3, can't wait to go back. Drive 20 miles, walk all night. Come to hang out, to break up a fight. Kinda out of place, but that's alright. Yeah, we drove 20 miles, stay up all night. Walk all night, come to hang out, to break the first night. Kinda out of place, but that's alright. Yeah, we drove 20 miles to stay up all night.
That was a Collegiate Affair here on Radio Rubber Room. Radio Rubber Room every Thursday night on WHAN 1430 AM 102.9 FM. What was the name of that tune, guys?
20 Miles.
20 Miles.
Yeah, we wrote it. We go visit Kevin at Radford, and that was a song about one night we had. Pretty much sums it up.
One night you had, you walked 20 miles?
Well, it felt like it.
Was it on ice? Did I catch that right? Are you guys walking on ice?
Or walking all night.
Oh, yeah. All night, okay.
Yeah, good try. Good try, big guy.
All right, so tell everybody where your show is tomorrow night one more time.
It's at Corinth United Methodist Church in Sandston, Virginia.
And is there a cover?
Yeah, it's $4 at the door for 5 bands. It's doors open at 6:30 and it starts at 7.
Cool, cool. And then you guys are also playing Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night is in Fredericksburg. What's the name of the place, Mikey?
Casey's Music Alley.
Casey's Music Alley, where we're playing on Saturday night. And I think it starts around
starts at 8 o'clock.
So.
And what bands are you playing with there?
Face Control, 3 Sound, and All the King's Archers. And it's $8 if you buy tickets from us and $10.
Recommendation, everyone, 3 Sound, awesome bluesy band. Check them out on Facebook. They're awesome.
What was the name of the venue again? I'm sorry.
Casey's Music Alley.
It's just a venue?
Yeah, it's like pretty much like the Canal Club of Fredericksburg is what we're told.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get hooked up on that show?
Company called Hot Mess Booking just emailed us one day and they're like, hey man, we found you on Facebook. We'd really like to get you guys up here. So we said, all right.
So is it like a blues band you guys are playing with, or is it like a blues rock?
There's... There's a, it's a...
Let's see. They're almost like a jazz blues fusion. I'm really into blues, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's like a jazz blues fusion, but they can play, and if some of their cover songs are kind of classic rocky, so they kind of stray both ways.
That's them, and we're also playing with a ska band, so they're pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could definitely see the audience between the ska and the punk. I mean, for me, ska has punk roots to it. Do you guys feel like maybe the blues clashes a little bit, or do you guys translate your cover songs and the set that you normally do well so they meld?
Personally, I especially whenever soloing or doing anything at practice or what have you, I'm very heavily influenced by the blues. I love to play the blues, and eventually I could see myself in some bar years down the road playing blues songs all night. But I think that we originally called ourselves a blues rock band. Kind of strayed from that, went to blues and punk, which I don't know, they kind of conflict, like you said. And then we kind of strayed straight into the rock blues. And I don't know, I personally love the blues, and I think we can kind of implement it in some of our stuff, and I think we try to at some points, but we really stick more to, if anything, like going back in time, more like a classic rock.
Yeah.
Not so much blues, but I love it. So.
What do you guys cover that's not like, I mean, obviously, I can hear how Ramon songs really fit with your style.
Oh, but big time.
What do you guys cover outside of the norm that you might expect?
We cover Blink 182, the Trogs.
Wow.
Green Day sometimes if we're just messing around. We do a lot of Jet because Mikey likes Jet.
Uh-huh. I've heard you guys play out Jet a couple times. Am I wrong? Did you guys do some Hendrix too? Am I wrong?
We're thinking about doing Crosstown Traffic, but
we never got to really fully got to it.
And I might be making that up.
I don't think you heard it, but we've actually played some Hendrix before. I mean, in practice and whatnot. And I think
Derek's just saying that because that's the only musician he's ever heard of. So. He thinks everybody plays Hendrix.
It's true. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thanks, Dan.
No, it's cool. Anything like way out there? Like, do you guys cover like the AG's bicycle song?
Oh, Kevin covers the song from Step Brothers when he's just messing around.
I can boats and hoes. Other than that, we've thought about maybe doing a popular thing,
like Gaga.
Yeah, Kesha. Gaga. Yes. I don't know. I'm very against it, but doing like a pop, like maybe a Lady Gaga or something, maybe eventually.
Nicki Minaj?
No. I hate Kesha, but anyways.
I feel like Mikey could pull off the Nicki Minaj thing, both on stage.
Yes.
And verbally. I think you could do the Nicki Minaj thing.
Man. Most definitely.
I wear skirts all the time.
You heard it here first, guys. Mikey wears skirts all the time. So playing up in Fredericksburg, did you guys have like a group of friends up there or anything to kind of to get to come out, or are you guys selling some tickets for that show? Or
we sold 4 so far. my brother lives up there, and he's in his 20s, and I know a lot of people up there, so. The kicker is that we thought it was going to be 18 and over, and then because this new law, I think it has to be, they all have to be over 21, so that really cut us down on people we could bring.
Well, that's one of the limitations before you're 21, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's why I guess there's heart, like Dan was talking about earlier, house parties the way to go.
Yeah.
You guys heard of the Yerb?
The Yerb. Never heard of it. Mm-mm.
Yes, the only fully free, true free, how do they say it, free venue in Richmond. There used to be a place you guys would have loved. It was called the Bone Zone, man. It was right in Oregon Hill. I'm a little older than you guys. I don't know if you could tell. Might have been the hairline's dead giveaway, but It was a house that was a venue, and all these punk acts would come through Richmond and play there. Now there's one called the Yerb, and they've got two stages, one outside, one inside, and it's about to be Yerb season too, man. Once it warms up, they do it up there. So
we'll have to check it out. And I don't think it's necessarily the hairline that gives it away as much as the walker.
Oh, the walker.
Yeah, the walker.
The walker's dead giveaway.
The colostomy bag poking out of the bottom of my bicycle shorts. Huh?
Dead giveaway.
Yeah, man. House parties, your guys' age, build your audience now.
Oh, yeah.
You playing in front of those gracious people will definitely adapt you. So when you're ready, when you're old enough to do the bar scene, you've got the audience there already, man. You're selling tickets.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest challenges we've found so far is we haven't really gotten to any of the whole, like, being able to sell multiple tickets. We have to kind of rely on us bringing some people and the other bands that we're playing with bringing some people. And we kind of, you know, you don't break even and you kind of just have a decent crowd, but not a great crowd. And so I think, yeah, we definitely, that's something we could
go the house show route, man. Abandon. Yeah. Don't worry about getting into venues right now, man. You're young enough to build that audience, and then once you can sell the tickets, man, then you make a little dough, you're a little more seasoned, and
parents had a great time. Parents like the money a lot. That's a big incentive.
Wait a minute, are you guys like are you guys, what's the word for it, are you guys there, are they counting on you guys to be successful?
Yeah,
band?
Definitely. No, not really.
I think the word you're the word you're looking for is meal ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, meal ticket.
No, I don't think they expect as much out of us as we expect out of ourselves.
I'm sure they're like, just go be an electrical engineer.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what they're thinking.
That's exactly. Very, very true.
Yes, there's, and then there's me just being the actor.
The actor.
10 years from now, I'll just be like, yeah, still haven't made it yet.
So, I mean, what kind of acting are you looking to get into?
Pretty much like
stage or
anything, like, I mean, Broadway. I love plays. I love doing plays. Yeah.
That's the normal actor. Anything.
Have you thought about
give me a part?
I'll just go. Yeah, anything to give me some money.
Have you thought about hand or foot acting? I could see like your hands on an infomercial, like chopping vegetables,
like the new Allstate kind of thing, like,
or possibly putting on an orthopedic shoe on some commercial.
It's like that George Costanza the hand model, wearing oven mitts around.
Well, I mean, I've never thought about it, but I guess that could be a route that I could eventually take.
I've actually looked into it. It's not easy to get into.
Elbow modeling seems like a art form that has not been tapped. So
elbow modeling,
yeah, elbow modeling. I mean, yeah, you might need like to be the elbow on a desk somewhere in some video or film.
I feel like whatever that would be, they need the whole arm in some way, shape, or form.
Dude, you could be like a stunt elbow if like the main actor is like flying backwards and he like bangs his elbow.
Right.
So somebody with a good hand for the hand shots, and then they just
absolutely
need that solid elbow shot.
I mean, you need authenticity, and sometimes like you might have like Brad's hands, but like Kevin Spacey's elbow. You know?
Yeah.
You can fill in for a lot of actors.
And get hyphen K over here. That's your new nickname, by the way.
Awesome.
You gonna roll with that? You guys gonna roll with that?
Yeah.
Hyphen K.
Better than stick dropper.
Yeah. What were you guys talking about earlier? Like spitting on him if he dropped a stick. God.
We like to joke with him.
Yeah.
Don't take that abuse, Kevin. So you're talking about? You're saying like that's what Metallica used to do to Lars?
Yeah. If anytime when in the beginning when they were doing Kill 'Em All and Ride the Lightning. Because Lars used to mess up a lot on stage and used to piss off James. So,
well, when he started playing with them, he just started playing drums, right?
Yeah, he didn't know what he was. He didn't know how to keep a beat. He just, all he did was fills. So he would mess up a lot, and they'd get mad, and they would sometimes kick his bass drum a lot, and they'd spit on him.
And he took it out on Napster.
Yes, that's my theory.
All that pent-up rage. You feel like he could have got it out on the drums. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
That's what I do.
I mean,
I get angry. I'm just like,
yeah, give it 20 years. You're going to be like angry at some internet company and take them down.
Sweet.
I don't know what that company might be.
LimeWire.
So anybody here, I mean, you guys are engineers. You guys into, like, science and stuff and book learning?
No.
As into...
Not really.
No science?
What kind of science? No science?
Well, I'm just curious. Today was, like, a huge solar mass ejection. I don't know if you guys know what those are.
Wasn't that the solar flare whatever that's, like, cutting out... Maybe this broadcast, I don't know. Hopefully not.
Nobody but your parents are listening.
Hope not. But I heard about that on the news. I mean, extra learning, I guess, when you watch the news, something I'll listen to, but not.
So you guys are a punk band, and obviously there's speculation that, you know, some of the flares this year could knock out the electrical grid temporarily. Hypothetically, we wake up tomorrow morning, the electrical... we're off the grid. You guys still have your show going on tomorrow night. How do you improvise? Do you just get a generator and you guys, like, jam out?
Generator would work. I was thinking acoustic, but that wouldn't really work. I don't know.
I would love to hear it, man. I think acoustic might be kind of sick.
We should have brought her
with the drum set.
Yeah.
Let me just get you a little conga.
Bongo.
You pick it with sandpaper, you might get kind of a distorted sound to it, man.
Yeah,
Oh, or just like slide up and down on it. Yeah, man. See?
You would go through some strings.
Oh, gosh.
That's a great idea, Dan. Not your best. I recant the genius statement.
Don't patronize me. Or unpatronize. Don't unpatronize
me. I just unpatronized you. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yep, you just did it.
So, I mean, are you worried, Dan? You've been talking about this all afternoon. Are you worried about the solar flares?
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. I'm just interested in the idea.
It is interesting. I mean, no Facebook?
Yeah.
How would you guys promote?
Yeah.
How would our life continue without
anything?
Social networks.
Texting? Facebook?
Without Facebook, I would have no outlet for my drunken rants. I have them. Nobody wants to hear me on a soapbox, like, acting like a maniac.
Well, I mean, it's not just like the... was it going to knock out cell phones, too?
I have no idea, man.
I heard it might.
It'd knock out the entire electrical grid, but...
Because I have a house phone, but I don't know where it is. And, like, it came with the cable.
A rotary phone?
I think that's everyone's house phone.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably what really throw things off is the lack of phones. In general.
So do you guys cancel the show if that happens tomorrow? Is it off?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
There's a will, and so there's a way. But I don't know what we would do. But
if we weren't able to do it, I don't know when our letters would get there. So.
All right. Well, it is time to get to a song and take a little break. These guys are going to be actually playing with Dream Machine at the Republic on Wednesday.
Grease Trigger, baby.
Looking forward to that. I still have yet to see them live.
I like their songs.
Yeah, because we got kind of half snowed out at the tobacco company thing last month. They were supposed to play, but just their lead singer Russell did an acoustic set, which was really awesome.
Yeah,
he killed it. Cool. But looking forward to finally see that. I've yet to see them as a whole band. So this is Grease Trigger, Eastern Crows.
You'd like to see me
combing my hair. But would it change who's really there? Your eyes are just as black as they seem. So easily deceived. So easily deceived. Maybe it's the sunlight.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
This is Simon's Mom. And that was my favorite song.
That's Simon's Mom.
Because it's about me. And I love me.
It's the only song ever about you.
I love
you.
Me. Mm-hmm.
I think it was really about Spider-Man at first.
What?
It used to be about Spider-Man.
That song?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, we got a caller. Hey, caller. How are you? W-H-A-N.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
This is John Morgan with One Way Richmond.
Hey, what's up,
John? John Morgan, my inspiration, my mentor, hey, as John, far as show picks.
John, I just want to set the record straight that Simon's Mom totally stole the idea for show picks from OneWayRichmond.com.
No, I was inspired.
Stolen. I was inspired. Inspiration is just an excuse for thievery.
Actually, if you want to be technical, I stole the show picks from Simon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, John...
It's not stealing if it's from your son.
How's it going, John?
It's going well. Just got back from a show with Strange Matter. Very good show.
Who was playing?
The band called The Men and a local band called Lost Tribe, which are fabulous, and another local band, Hope Hunters.
Yeah, you have a lot of good things to say about Lost Tribe.
Yeah, they're incredible. They're really good. They put on a good show.
So it was a killer show, John?
Yes, it was great. It's also early, so I can go to bed early.
Yeah. Are we keeping you up?
Absolutely not. In fact, great show tonight.
Are you listening to it?
Yeah, of course. Oh. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, are you, does your radio, do you have one of those devices to pick up our show?
Yes.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
You must live, like, really close to the station then, huh?
Well, I'm in the museum district, but the museum district is close to everything, if you think about it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So John, you do a great thing on OneWayRichmond.com. You also include it on RVAMagazine.com.
Yeah, those guys are lovely enough to pick up my showcase.
Yeah, and you do weekly show picks, which you put a lot of time and effort into it. I mean... I would have to say you probably know more about what's going on in the local scene than anybody else in Richmond. Would you agree?
Well, thank you. Also, you have the internet to thank for that.
Well, it takes time to do that kind of research.
It does, but time I have.
I just go through Derek's event invites on his Facebook. That's what I do.
You are lazy, woman. Lazy!
Lazy, but fun. Lazy, but fun. Well, John, you want to do some show picks with me?
Yeah, I'll do a few. I know my show picks are pretty long, and because of time, I've narrowed it down to five. Is that cool?
Yeah, I got about five, too.
Okay. Well, I have two Fridays, two Saturdays, and one Sunday. And Friday, a show that I'm in love with, it's a world music show. Brought to us by the great folks at Luca Pop Records, which is David Byrne's record label from Talking Head scene.
Oh, really?
And tomorrow at Strange Matter at 10 p.m. It is the late show there. They have Jacques Dubai and the Boo Boo Gang, along with Delicate Steve, and then a local world music, kind of renowned band here locally called Rattle Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Latino stylings of DJ Rotten, who is also Ray from Byron Mo.
Oh, nice.
And then DJ Greatbeard, who has a fabulous show on another station. And they will be opening the show for these two great world music bands. And then also tomorrow night is a band you guys probably heard of called the Lemonheads from the 90s alternative scene.
Yep.
They're playing with the Shining Twins and the Vacant Stairs. That is at Canal Club at 8 p.m., and that should be a great one for old fogies like me. But also, I'm sure a lot of the younger folks out there have also heard of the Lemonheads. They're on their big reunion tour, and it's going quite well. What I hear.
So you went to a show tonight, and you're going to a show tomorrow?
I'm going to try to go to that world music event at Strange Matter.
No, that's at Strange Matter. I saw that the Campbell does a world music night too sometimes, right? Is that the same, is that like a traveling event, or is that something completely separate, Gina?
I think it's something a little different, but it's just that's kind of how it's built, because Jaco Nabai is originally from Sierra Leone, and now he's picked up fellow musicians of that genre, but from Brooklyn, and now they're touring the United States. And they're really great. I've seen a couple of their YouTube clips. I highly recommend it.
Now, to be world music, do you just have to be from this world, or do you have to be from some random place around the U.S.?
That's an excellent question. I just think to be considered world music is, to me, it's outside of America and maybe from Africa or South America or Asia. It seems to be that a lot of bands from those continents, countries, are labeled world music.
Yeah, maybe even folk could probably fall into that category
of world music,
of American music, or some European type folk music,
exactly.
Or something like that too.
Now, are we the only people who call that world music? Because I would assume that over in Sierra Leone,
so. It's just how so many styles of music now are pigeonholed. It's all music to me, and definitely you guys. But it's just for the average Joe, you kind of have to pinpoint whether so. Certain genre, now it seems like every band's an indie band, which I find funny. I mean, you could really break it down through even more deeper genres, subgenres than that, but I just think that for the average Joe out there, they like to just give it a certain name.
Excellent. So, Simon's mom, you have to go tit for tat with John
here,
right?
Yeah, tit for tat, tit for tat. All right, there's three good shows going on right now. PBR with Flying Eyes are playing right now tonight at the Republic.
No cover,
No cover. Grease Triggers also at City Dogs tonight.
No cover there either.
And they're going to be on the Wednesday night with you boys and Dream Machine and blah blah blah. Yeah, this Wednesday at the Republic. Also no cover. And also right now at Wheezy's Kitchen, Red Light Rodeo. And if for some reason you can't catch them tonight, they're also going to be at Wheezy's on Sunday night.
And no cover. Now, we've only been two, one tit and one tat right now.
I got some more.
And, well, hold on, but I have to say, I feel like your show picks, John, you're for the people who have money, jobs, obviously. And Simon's mom, you do the poor man show picks.
I guess so.
Poor man show picks?
I guess so.
All right. John, I'm curious. What's your next show pick going to cost me?
Well, actually, it's a free show. And
burn! In your face, Dan!
It is a Saturday show at the Cellar Door, which is a lovely kind of a speakeasy-type bar-restaurant at 1600 Monument, where Stewart Circle is.
I used to go to speakeasies.
It's the art. Blue Rajas, Paw, and Toothache at 10:30 p.m. Again, bring your dancing shoes. These guys really, really know how to throw a party.
I always do. I always do.
And that one's free. That's at Cellar Door. I hear the food's good.
It's a free show. It's a really great restaurant, but at night it masquerades as a fine, smaller venue here in town. And again, it's underneath an apartment building, so kind of an a la speakeasy. Again, it's 1600 Monument Avenue, right at Stewart Circle.
No, speakeasy is like you have to knock and somebody opens a little latch.
No,
I've never
like
been.
That.
That'd be cool. They should do that anyway.
Do I go through a secret passageway?
It's a fabulous place.
Will there be bathtub gin?
Hmm. Oh, I want the gut rot liquor.
No bathtub gin.
All right, and did you say you had two Saturdays shows?
Yeah, I did. The other one was a band from Michigan that is a lot like the band Husker Du or The Replacements, who are also from the upper Midwest from back in the day. And this band I'm talking about, Cheap Girl, and they're playing with the Sidekicks and Rod Huddleston and the Foundation. That show is at Camel at 8 p.m., and that's on Saturday.
And do you know the cover for that one?
The cover for that, I think, is $5, but please don't quote me.
Okay, cool. And Simon's mom, what you got for
me? Want to finish it up? I got two more.
Talk fast. Go
okay,
quick.
Okay, Friday, Soundstorm at Bogart's. And also, they got Andre Santa Maria.
Yep.
His new band's going to be opening up for him.
Ooh.
Yeah. I ran into him the other day.
Not the Santa Maria Brothers.
Not the Santa Maria Brothers. His
new band.
Featuring
Andre Santa Maria.
Yeah. And then we're going to
Andreas, actually, by the way. It's Andreas.
That's what I said. Oh. And then, I'm just talking fast. And then Saturday night, our friends, the Gypsy Healers and Secret Agent T are going to be at Rock Falls Tavern.
Oh, they talked about that one.
Mm-hmm.
John, you got one more for us, don't you? Hello, John?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
You got one more show pick for us, right?
I got one more
for
Sunday. Selection Sunday, as I like to call it. And that show is at Bandito's in the Devil's Triangle in the Museum District. And it's Hex Machine and The Catalyst. And that show is free. Just to let people know, it is 21 up. But if you haven't seen a show at Bandito's, I highly recommend it. They have a wonderful venue aside from the restaurant there. And they do shows every Sunday. It's always free and it's always fun.
They got great burritos there too, man.
They really do.
Now, John, Sex Machine, I've seen their name up on the sign for Bandito's. Have you ever seen them play?
Yes, I've seen them play quite a lot, actually. They are what I would call an experimental noise metal band.
That's cool.
And they consist of members of various bands of roar from back in the day in Richmond, but they've come together to form Hex Machine and get ready to get your face blown off. They are fabulous, and the Catalyst ditto.
So I have to, I just want to add my two show picks. Next Tuesday, we got comedy at the Republic. It is no cover. We'll have plenty of great comedians. If you like to laugh, come out and hang out with us. Me and Sean will be there. And then Wednesday, like we said before, we've got Grease Trigger and The Dream Machine at the Republic. No cover for either one of those shows. So.
Boom!
Well, John of OneWayRichmond.com, John Morgan, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, John.
Hey, guys, anytime.
How'd I do, John? What do you think of my show picks? I look.
They were great. They were better than mine, and you guys are beautiful. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, John. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, John. Take care.
Have a good one, guys.
Later.
Bye.
All right, time to get to a song. This is Downbeat Switch with Room to Breathe.
Is this live on the show?
No, this is not. This is recorded. Thank you.
I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name. I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, es ist Hitlers Brownies. Es ist Hitlers Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, loving, caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! My struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available. Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mein Cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The Cupcake, das Cupcake Island. The Cupcake ist mein Führer.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Frugal, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch tone phone and dial 877-FRRROOOGLE and enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Frugal. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Frugal what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Frugal condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington. Sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Frugal. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Me, but I don't want it. Don't understand what's going down. I've got my plan and I'm moving on. Control them, but you can't control this. Your methods are endless. Control them, but you can't control this. Your methods are endless.
Under your skin, we got nothing to prove. You wish there was something, but there's nothing you can do. Control them. Your methods are endless. Don't never take control of it. Your methods are endless. Don't never take control of it. Your methods are endless.
That was a Collegiate Affair rocking out here on Radio Rubber Room. What was that one called, Mikey?
It Is What It Is.
It Is What It Is. What is it?
I think it's a song, Dan. I think it's a song. That's what we're
yeah, it's a song.
What is it, though, really, when you think about it?
What is it? Faith No More? What was that song called?
A pronoun? Wait, is a pronoun a pronoun?
Good answer. Is that what it is?
Yeah!
Good job, Kevin.
Yeah! Yeah!
Do you have, like, a winning sound, like a sound effect here for, like...
Just have Charlie
Ding!
Sing. Nice. So, we've covered a lot. We've covered a lot, guys. All right, so you guys got some shows coming up. We've talked about those. You guys spreading around trying to find some different shows. Are there bands in your guys' different cities, like at Tech or Radford, that you guys know or are networking with?
Yeah, we played with this one band, Aside Oceans, that did a contest called Give Me the Gig, and they were really, really good. They're like a Foo Fighters cover band on the side, and then they're in separate thing at shows.
What was that?
Yeah, we played with this... Well, we've seen this other band called Save the Flame that was really good, and we want to get a show with them.
And those are both, like, tech bands?
Yeah, they're from Blacksburg and Christiansburg.
Now, are they older guys? Like, you guys are, what, probably all freshmen, right?
Like, older guys, like adults and stuff?
Are they no, like, that? Like juniors. Like, juniors or seniors. Or are they also, like, your guys' age?
Aside Oceans is, like, I don't know, they're probably, like, 28 at least. Yeah, same thing with Save the Flame. they're definitely not in college.
Have you guys do you guys play with other musicians too, like while you're away at school?
Obviously, you
and Mikey probably like play together, obviously. But do you guys branch out and meet up with musicians?
I have a few people, not really in like depth, but a few people that I just do whatever with when we are just in the mood to play some guitar. I mean, I have someone that plays acoustic that's two floors above me, Danny, and he plays a lot of like Led Zeppelin type.
Shout out to Danny.
Yeah, shout out to Danny.
It's called a Plan B, man. It's called a Plan B.
But because
the name's only good for what, another 3 years. Like if you guys
exactly
if you guys make it another 3 years together and you guys graduate and you're like I want to stick this band together, what is it going to be called? Like
just be full time students, man. You guys should aspire to like validate the name.
You mean like going for our doctorates affair?
The double doctorate.
Pre-law affair. I don't think any guys... Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Sorry.
Maybe masters.
After the affair.
Oh, you didn't hear? Kevin's triple majoring.
Yeah,
he's... he's just such a scholar.
Not really a scholar.
So,
not really.
Neither math and English.
So you guys all went to the same high school, right? I mean, you guys are like... No?
Actually,
no.
You can blame our research department for that.
It's called No One.
me, Tim, and Mikey went to Highland Springs High in the East End. For 2 years we were together, then I went to Deep Run. But that's a laughable subject. But and then Kevin went to Hermitage. Yeah. Hermitage. So
what were you, Spellwood or something?
No. We were in the engineering specialty center, and so we're a bunch of nerds, by the way. I just decided to go back to my old school, various reasons. So
it was a girl, wasn't it?
Probably the same reason you.
Probably
the same reason you didn't get into Virginia Tech, huh?
Exactly.
Sorry, man. I'm not trying to make
you. No, that's like at least half of it. So.
Didn't you like flunk out of J. Sarge or something?
I did. I was like 18 in the seventh grade. It was bad. Like when you're 18 years old and you're taking a remedial coloring class, it's not good. It's not good. Like, oh, my poor knuckles.
You're
gonna
end up doing a radio show.
Excuse me, that was rude of me.
Yeah, it was. It's all over the mic now. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for whoever does the morning show.
Yep. So yeah, we were talking about your guys' music. Yeah. How long have you been? You kind of met through each other. And you started doing music before college, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, Tim and I met up junior year of high school, and we did this kind of garage band thing for a little bit, and then that wasn't really working out, and so we kind of left but didn't really tell anyone. And we called up TJ and we're like, hey, let's do this other thing. And we got him, and then we realized that we kind of needed the drummer. And then so, like, 6 months after that, we called up Kevin, and he just started drumming in August.
Yeah, we kind of did this funny thing where me and Tim would switch on the guitar. It's really, really awkward on stage. It's like you play a song, and then you go to the drums, and he picks up your guitar, and he plays, and then you go back to guitar. So, yeah, we needed a drummer, so.
Yeah, I've seen bands do that. I've seen bands do the swapping.
The Eagles.
Yeah, No Dice or Big Enough Now. Yeah. They do the swapping.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just had somebody on who was talking about them swapping. Was it Brother Bill?
It might have been. Swapping bass or something like that. I don't know for sure. I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, I guess you definitely got to plan a set around that if you do that.
And I just kind of joined it. Really just kind of randomly. I went over to Tim's house, and he was like, hey, we have this drum set and no drummer. Knock yourself out. And I'm like, cool, I've always wanted to play the drums. I've never done it before, but I might as well try. And then I just kind of joined this little family, what we call a family.
I mean, isn't that, like, the beauty of punk? Like, I mean, that's how most people really come into their instruments, and, you know, they're able to express themselves and learn more about it without having to go through, you know, 4 or 5 years of, like, guitar lessons. You get to get in there and play punk and be grimy and be dirty and...
Yeah, guitar lessons suck.
Did you take them?
I took them. My stepdad gave me a really nice present, a Taylor acoustic, when I was, I think, my turning 11. I think it was a birthday present. And went to guitar lessons for 6 months, put it down, hated it, and then... All of a sudden, he's like, hey, look at my electric guitar, which I also broke, and then he got it fixed, and then, without playing it, I just broke it, but then when he fixed it, I actually got into the electric, and I thought that was a lot more fun, so.
Now, did you learn, I mean, like, how did you, you only took 6 months of guitar lessons, but obviously you've learned a lot more self-taught, would that be correct?
Yeah, most definitely, and it's, I guess... hard work, if you can call it that. YouTube is, I'm a big advocate of YouTube. It's one of the best tools.
We were waiting for that.
Dang it.
Did you just hit puberty on our show?
We just watched him grow up.
I was waiting for it to happen. But I went through...
This happens to every guy.
Hopefully not on the radio.
Yeah, I didn't have...
Oh, I was so scared that would happen, and it did. Awesome. But like I said, YouTube, it's a great tool. And I just I went and I found whatever songs I wanted to play on there and basically watched people that are a lot better than me teach me how to play it. And then after I learned the sounds, then I went kind of... reverted back to the beginnings, like the chord books and the lessons. I didn't ever take lessons, but like the video lessons, stuff like that, to learn more about the actual playing.
Cool. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. We're going to play a song, and we'll be back with more Collegiate Affair.
This is Brother Bill. They're on the show last week. This is Too Young.
And they killed it last night at the Republic, man. I missed it.
You
because
did.
Because I have the AIDS.
Oh, dear.
Did you feel?
about to crumble too, and I wasn't far from asking you. And then I'm hurt here, what would you do inside my shoes? I made my way for a while and everything I need. I can't say what's next, I can't see a foot in front of me.
Yes, I'm far too young.
Everything's got this big world.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more. Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant. Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield will help to repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins. Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding. Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99, Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
New from Spoofco, it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games.
Hold on there, you little bastards. My pet dinosaur is different.
Awesome!
Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is. Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Bonded by life, you took what was mine.
could leave. In your disguise, now you're the one. You fall under the bus, looking at drugs.
Collegiate Affair here on Radio Rubber Room. Make sure you hit up our Facebook page, our Twitter, keep up with our events and other such things. Oh, and next week we've got a good show for you as well. We've got Vexine coming on next week.
Yeah, Vexine.
You guys know, someone was saying you guys know Vexine, right?
Yeah, ironically, Vexine, the drummer, I'm not sure of his name.
Jorge.
There you go. Jorge is my stepdad's boss, actually.
Responsible.
Do you like your stepdad? Because we, obviously, we're going to have Jorge in kind of a weird position. We might be able to get him to put pressure on the guy or lighten up.
No, I love my stepdad very much, and he is, he just got this awesome job at the Federal Reserve, so let's just try and make him things.
Yeah, we'll say good things. We'll say good things, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, is it Vexine?
I think it's Vexine.
Vexine, so.
I my stepdad pronounces it Vexine. I don't know if he got it straight from the source, but.
I bet he did.
I think it's Vexine.
formerly the Velvet Marias, somewhat, so some of the members. So I'm excited. They had came on the Andreas Santa.
They came on with Andreas, yeah.
We tried to persuade them to come on the show.
Mr. Santa Maria is responsible for a good amount of the Richmond music scene right now.
He is. He kind of...
Him and his offspring jam it out in Richmond.
He's got very musical genes.
Yeah, definitely.
Musical genes, so...
So, guys, we've got a little bit of more time with you. Anything else you...
A little bit more.
A little bit of more of time.
That's right.
Anything we haven't gotten to that you guys really want to get to?
Yeah, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Steve Clayton, Guitar Picks, Explore Apparel,
Knucklehead
Strings, and DTDM Booking, Hot Mess Booking, Trey, Blake, anyone else?
DXVI.
Oh, yeah, and DXVI Designs. They just did our logo. We're going to unveil it probably Saturday.
How do you guys have sponsors, man? You're like 12 years old.
Thank you. I don't know. Ask them. They do it.
We use, I don't know, I guess we use social networking to, like, the fullest.
Uh-huh.
Just because, like, most people don't think it has that much power.
So, same one, the sponsors one more time, the Guitar Picks was?
Steve Clayton Guitar Picks. They do, like, Tenacious D, the Pick of Destiny.
And they do Poison, or Brett Michaels.
Well, and more Playboy, importantly, a Collegian Affair.
Yeah.
So you guys are like,
yeah.
You guys are, who cares about Brett Michaels? So you guys, get hooked up with...
He was a wrestler,
like,
right?
What?
Brett Michaels was a wrestler, right?
No.
Why does he have Guitar Picks? I'm just kidding, man. I'm kind of that stupid, but I'm not really. So, I've seen Rock of Love. What are you talking about?
He's got season one, season two, and was there a season? I don't know. So what, that you guys are hooked up on Guitar Picks? Like, they just throw you Guitar Picks, or?
We get pretty good discounts.
Like 25 cents a piece.
Custom stuff.
Yeah, we get we have custom Guitar Picks.
Custom,
oh, yeah.
Custom logos, and it's like in bulk, like you get like 500 for a ridiculously cheap price. I don't know exactly what it is.
We can't really say it.
You can't say?
Think.
For real?
Is it really in your contract?
We have like a 3-page contract.
Really?
Yeah.
It's intense. I need to get a Guitar Pick sponsor. And what was the other one?
We got Explore Apparel and Knucklehead Strings.
So Explore Apparel, I guess, a clothing company.
Yes.
So they hook you up with shirts.
Not yet.
And a very deep discount they do.
Yes.
So, like, sign a contract to get, like, discounted goods.
But, yeah, because, man, I feel like I've got my PA in my car, in my Jeep with me almost all the time. You know, I sometimes just don't unload it because I'm lazy. And I feel like I could do a show anywhere. I could be at the bank tomorrow and, like, plug my stuff up and do a show, and I'd have everything but a Guitar Pick.
Maybe you should talk to Steve.
Yeah, we'd show.
You should talk to Steve, yo.
You're never at the bank, and you're like, man, I really would like to do a show for these
That's
people.
What I think about when I'm at the bank. And not my balance.
Like, how long are you at the bank?
I mean, I'd obviously be there longer if that happens.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Usually in and out pretty quick.
Cool. So you have people out there? Because I come from a day and age where we didn't have a social network where, like, the people that you hung out with and the people that they knew who you could go and hang out with sometimes. There are kids your age who don't believe in the power of the social networks. Is that true, or
apparently so?
Maybe we believe in it too much.
I don't think there's a teenager out there that doesn't belong to at least one social network. Maybe, I mean, there's probably some somewhere, but you know, I think that bands, especially bands or organizations, might not use it to the fullest of power. I know my school does. It's annoying how many notifications I get. But
you get, like, invited to, like, English class? And
it's a bunch of ridiculous
English
things.
English class tomorrow! Who's coming? Yeah!
But, no, it's just, I think that, especially Mikey and Tim, they've really cracked down on, like, just that's how we are where we are. I mean... If we hadn't have done that, we would still be visiting our friend over here at Bailey's a a bunch, which we would love.
Yeah, I mean, you guys feel free. Yeah.
We would love to any time. Just invite us. But
slow down there, children. You haven't made it yet.
Yeah,
we would we wouldn't have stepped on all the small people at the bottom.
No, not that. Not like that. But
basically, if you say, "Hey, here's a show," we'll go to it. We don't really care.
Yeah.
I propose house party campaign. You guys like let everybody you know and every social network know that you will play their house party.
Our goal is to do a house party every day for 2 weeks.
That would be awesome, dude.
Whoa. Not actually.
Dan, you should let them use your apartment.
For non-alcoholic beverages, okay? For the payment of non-alcoholic beverages. That's the deal. That's the...
Sounds good.
Pineapple juice. Everybody, what's your favorite non-alcoholic beverage? I like aloe vera juice, the kind with chunks in it. I don't know if you guys have had that. I'm serious. That's a real juice. I'm not making this up.
I like that naked juice. That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I want to write, I want to be in charge of their ad campaign.
What's the rider on your contract for the house party tour that you're about to do? What non-alcoholic beverage does that require that they provide for you?
Oh, dear.
Dr. Pepper.
No, yuck. Dr. Pepper.
Okay. You're so corporate. You are such a corporate sellout. Some type of energy drink. This is punk rock.
I wonder if Sean's illness.
Dr. Bob.
I wonder if Sean's illness has anything to do with him drinking that 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
The other day, probably. I think his diabetes has flared up. Okay, so Dr. Pepper. Boo. What about you, Blink-182?
I don't really care. I'll drink just about anything.
Chunky aloe vera beverage.
I don't know if I'd be willing to try that.
Dude, it is really good, man.
I drink a lot of milk. My brother and I went through a gallon in a day.
I guess considering since I've gone through three bottles of water and my voice still cracked on the show, I probably like water, but something with a lot of sugar, Red Bull.
You should get something harsh so you start to hit the apex of puberty a little sooner. Yeah. Get there. I don't know,
where's the door?
Gravel.
Just some words of wisdom. Red Bull is a gateway drug.
It is.
So be careful with that stuff.
Use with caution.
All right, Dash K.
Dash K. Dash K or minus K?
Cambodian breast milk. Yeah.
Something like Monster or Amp. Oh, or any dude. Really energy drink whatsoever.
Also a gateway drug.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, I know it.
Oh, guys, the rockstar life. Be careful.
Whatever happened to coffee, man? Have you guys ever heard of that stuff? That's the original.
You mean Starbucks,
dude. That is the original energy drink, baby. It's the original energy drink.
That's the only way I stand. That's the only reason I can stand up ever.
Or vitamin water. I love vitamin water.
That is no caffeine at all.
Just watery.
You just killed it. You just killed it. Just demoted yourself.
You're now minus
now
K.
Now I'm minus K.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, a collegiate affair, man. We've enjoyed your company. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
You guys make me feel youthful and young again.
Young again. That'll last till morning.
I know, right?
Oh. Yeah, anytime you need to feel young.
Yeah, tell all your college buddies to listen to our show. That us two old guys, we ain't bad, huh? Ain't bad for what combined?
Y'all are awesome.
Combined full head of hair.
Yeah, I'd say about 3/4 combined.
Yeah. That's including facial hair.
Yeah. Yes, we have the beard, the combined beard of 5 people. You guys can't grow as much facial hair as one of us.
Tim actually has yet to shave.
No, I really have.
Really?
Nice try.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
I shave about once a month.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I shave maybe once a week.
I shave every other day.
Lies.
Hey, John,
it's every other day.
I wish we would have got to this earlier.
I went into my 7th grade class, and a girl really asked me if I was the substitute teacher.
Well, in all fairness, he was 16.
Oh! I was 18 in the 7th grade,
All right, we are out of time. We got one more song to get to here. This is Spotted Dead Nettle with Depths of Hell.
Mm. No, nope. That's not it. It's somewhere here. We got this.
We got to get through 1 week without this.
It doesn't happen like that. You need to control the songs from in there, man. I got too much going on.
I'll figure it out.
Yep, come on, son.
All right, go for it.
We gotta crank this thing up, man. Get it all warmed up.
Yeah, right, warm it up.
Start the engine.
Did you shake it?
This is it.
Oh, this is good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now where'd it go? There we are.
The time I died, I couldn't see the light, that special light that everybody talks about. Well, lots has changed since I've been gone. Well, I'm sure
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.